Hello, welcome to another episode of Unpacking Neuroqueerness. Today I wanted to talk about a little bit of a refresher about why you shouldn't force autistics to make eye contact. I spoke a little bit about this in episode 12, long time ago, and I wanted to do an update with some new information and just a little more perspective on it. This will be another pretty short episode. I apologize. It's been a little bit. I think it's been a month or so since I've had a guest episode. I promise I will have more guest episodes in the near future. But there's still a wide archive of guest episodes from the past to enjoy if guest episodes is more your thing. Anyways, so on the eye contact matter today, I wanted to stress two particular things about why autistics prefer to not make eye contact, and a little bit about different ways we try to engage and we try to show that we are still paying attention to what you're saying, we still understand. So for a lot of us, it causes sensory overload where we become overstimulated by staring into someone's eyes for a very long time, causes a very uncomfortable, overstimulating effect that can happen for non-autistic people as well, but autistic people experience it to a much higher intensity, and it is not as easy to regulate for autistic people as it is for neurotypical people. Therefore, we tend to avoid eye contact as much as possible because looking into the eyes can be very overstimulating and overwhelming for us, so we prefer to not do it if we're allowed to not do it. And that's a big problem with autistic people being conditioned and forced to make eye contact, particularly in certain cultures, from an early age, when it actually puts them through sensory pain and it's really uncomfortable to do. Another thing I wanted to stress about why eye contact isn't ideal for a lot of autistic people, especially autistic people that also have ADHD, is because it makes it difficult to focus as well. Like, and I've certainly observed this with myself, and I've heard a lot of other people speak of experiences like this one in support groups that I'm a part of, and for autistic individuals. And it is basically like if I put too much effort into focusing into one's eyes, I cannot retain what they're telling me. I cannot process what they're telling me at the same time. It makes it a lot harder to pay attention at what they're telling me. Whereas if I look at their forehead or their mouth, where the words are coming from, or another part of their body that is not their eyes and doesn't overwhelm me, I can understand what they're saying a lot better. But if I'm trying to force eye contact with them and I'm making myself uncomfortable and overstimulated, and it's also distracting on top of that, then I'm not going to be able to fully retain the information they're trying to communicate to me. And so, just to kind of summarize this real briefly, I think there needs to be more focus on different ways of communicating and being and existing. And oftentimes we get conditioned into believing that there's only one correct way of presenting in society. And that's really not true. There are many different ways of thinking, being, and interpreting. And anyone that doesn't do that in those same ways shouldn't be ostracized, and I feel like society needs to focus more on understanding autistic ways of communication instead of focusing so much on the neurotypical way and the neurotypical standard, and kind of questioning that a little bit and recognizing that not everyone might feel comfortable interacting that way, making eye contact, for instance, and there are other ways to communicate. There are other ways that autistic people communicate, such as info dumping, talking very extensively about a subject of interest, and to us, that's a way of connecting with the other person. And it doesn't involve eye contact, and it doesn't involve small talk. Usually, info dumping is kind of our version of small talk, but it's a lot more detailed and like to the point, and like especially when it's something that we really enjoy. And you know, like I said earlier, another way we try to show that we're still engaged is we will usually look at you, or like we will nod if we're not able to look at you, even like your face or your forehead. We might also be looking away, but we'll be nodding or we'll doing something that indicates that we're still listening to you, because we desperately want non-autistics to understand that we care, we're listening, we hear you. It's uncomfortable for us to make intense eye contact. We can't always do that. So please be patient with your autistic friends or family members, when it comes to this. Please understand that eye contact is difficult for them, and it's not something that they should necessarily be conditioned to do, and many people might think they're helping when they're, like, trying to teach autistics eye contact, but I think we need to shift that narrative. I think instead of trying to teach autistics non-autistic behaviors, I think we need to better understand and accept autistic behaviors as they are. Anyways, everyone's gonna have a different experience and a different opinion, but I just wanted to voice my experiences and my opinions and my take on eye contact in this episode today. Once again, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it was helpful for you. I promise I'll have more guest episodes coming up soon. In the meantime, feel free to check out the wide array of guest episodes I have on this podcast so far. Thank you again, and I'll see you next time.